This week on the show, we've got some new features coming over at Poshmark. We've got some updates that have been delayed over at eBay and some new ones yet to come. And I've got some news from the United States Postal Service. What is up, Galaxians? Welcome to episode number 221 of the Galaxy CDs Rocks and Flips Reseller Talk podcast. My name is Ryan, and we've got a little bit of reselling news coming this week with some updates from eBay and Poshmark primarily, and a quick update from the Postal Service, and then a fairly small what sold recap at the back half of the show, but with a pretty killer flip of the week, so you want to stick around for that. So let's get into this reselling news.
News updates.
So Poshmark recently had Poshfest 2023. There is on their blog, there is a link there, and I'll link, of course, to all this in the show notes in the video description below, where you can go and view all of the recaps and all of the events from that. But they did publish a list of some new features that are coming over the next few months. So if you're a full-time seller or listing to make room for next season's sales, there are so many ways to make cash. On Poshmark at Poshfest 2023, we announced another round of exciting features for sellers of all types so that you can continue to sell, shop, and connect with one another. If you didn't get a chance to tune in, don't worry. You can watch the main stage sessions covering the latest features on their YouTube channel. They did give kind of a state of the Posh Union, a hackathon feature reveal. So there are some interesting videos there that you might want to go take a look at. As for the new features, one of the things that they're doing is something called Posh Party Live. So this is, in essence, a combination of a couple of already existing features. Let's get the Posh Party started in a whole new way. Posh Party Live combines the magic of Posh shows with parties, giving you more way to discover your favorite styles and sellers. Connect and expand your network and drive more traffic to your closet. The number of typos in their press release here is really pretty staggering for a company this size, but that's neither here nor there, I suppose. We'll be testing this next evolution of Posh parties in the US and Canada. We invite everyone to come shop, share, and sell during this new party time happening throughout each week. There's a link there where you can go to learn more about that. So combining a couple of things and really digging further into the whole concept of the live shows and live selling. So that's really interesting. Promoted Closet, earlier this year, they began beta testing Promoted Closet beta in the United States to increase the visibility of people's listings to millions of shoppers on Poshmark. This beta program is part of our ongoing efforts to empower sellers with more tools to make sales and grow their businesses. The skeptics among us would say this is actually an effort to make Poshmark more money, but I guess that's what we're all here for, right? Since launch, beta users or beta sellers using Promoted Closet experience an average of 80% increase in total listing views, which is significant. That is a big jump. That means more shoppers are seeing and engaging with listings, and as a result, that's more shoppers to close a sale with. And again, a skeptic would say, obviously, that as more and more people jump onto that program, those results will inevitably go down because there will be more people competing for the same advertised, sponsored, promoted closet space on Poshmark. So as with promoted listings on eBay, it is effective, but only to a point where it reaches kind of a critical mass. And when everybody's on it, essentially everybody's just paying to get kind of the same service they already had to start with. You can let me know in the comments down below if you're watching on YouTube what you think of that thought. But again, as more people adopt it, you're either paying higher fees to continue to get the same results or you're going to slide back in the rankings. So if you're interested in the beta, they're inviting all US sellers to join the wait list now. They also announced a bunch of stuff that is going to be coming soon. Some of these don't have specific dates that they're going to be released. Some of them they do talk about being available for this holiday season, so they can't be too far off. One of the things they've got coming is gift cards. Give the gift of Poshmark just in time for the holidays. This will be a US-only program. Coming soon by popular demand, send and receive Poshmark gift cards to make gifting and purchasing your next favorite find even easier. They're also introducing something called multi-label shipping, split bundled orders by purchasing standard shipping labels. This, again, is a U.S.-only feature, at least for now. We've simplified the process of splitting bundled orders while giving you a more cost-effective way to ship multiple packages by allowing buyers to purchase additional standard shipping labels. A host summary report, where you can see engagement and a sales summary at the end of your show. So this is something for those live posh events. Posh show hosts can now see a summary of their show's performance with a list of key metrics across viewership, engagement, and sales. Something called auto listing, which all these sites are taking that deep dive into AI. This is take a picture of an item and auto generate listing details. Take a picture of the item. The summary is the same as the slide. and auto generate those listing details. So again, similar to what eBay is doing with all of their views. You take a picture of something and it tries to find the right item, and then you can use AI to generate your product description. So trying to streamline this process for people who are not comfortable creating their own listings. A closet redesign, an updated look and feel to improve the shopper experience. They're reimagining the closet as a destination for shopper discovery. We'll be releasing changes over time, but you can expect to see an updated interface soon, they say. So a ton of stuff going on over at Poshmark. If you are a seller over there, feel free to chime in the comments and let us know what you think of any of these updates. If you've seen any of these, if you're part of the promoted closet beta, let us know if you've had any success with that and if your view counts are up anything like they say at 80%. eBay, we talked about this a few weeks ago. They were making a change to how they handled the your payment as a seller for UPS and FedEx shipping labels, and it was supposed to go into effect last month. Now, apparently, very quietly, they have paused that rollout. eBay announced last month it would begin charging UPS and FedEx fees when sellers printed the shipping labels rather than waiting to collect payment until after delivery. But when asked by a seller today why eBay had yet to implement the change, moderator said it had been paused, but apparently eBay never informed sellers. He said, quote, "We did pause this feature and are unsure of when it will be coming back officially. However, I'll be sure to get this feedback passed along to that team." The moderator did come back later in the week and said the shipping team reached out and wanted to share an update regarding this. This is still being ramped up to all sellers with an expected full ramp soon. So it sounds like, as is the case often with eBay, some sellers are seeing this feature and it's working for them and other sellers are not. How they determine who gets those things and who doesn't, I don't have any idea. But if you're a seller on eBay and you use a lot of UPS and FedEx labels, have you noticed? Are you being billed immediately for that or not? Sellers have long clamored for this. They want to know what their shipping cost actually is rather than being hit with a big charge and in many cases an upcharge later from particularly it seemed like FedEx. So again, let us know in the comments if you're watching on YouTube what your experience is with that. I don't have an article up for this, but Mercari also recently announced some changes to their shipping. They are now requiring dimensions on your items, which they had not done. It was available to put them in, and I've always put them in because I know from experience, and if you're a seller that has ever done this, you probably know this too. If you don't put in the dimensions, you're going to potentially get hit with an upcharge for dimensional weight down the road. Mercari, for whatever reason, has never made those dimensions a mandatory requirement. Now they are. You've got to put those in so that they can bill correctly. Mercari has now started rolling out also upcharges and backdating charges for things that did not have dimensions. So if you're a seller over on Mercari and you've got some big items listed that you don't remember if you put dimensions in, you might want to go back and update those. eBay's been making a lot of changes in the trading card world. They're implementing a new listing requirement for sellers that are either listing or revising single trading cards on their marketplace. This is an extension of the listing requirements added to trading cards earlier this year. There are essentially two options. One is for graded cards, graded required, professional grader, who did the grader, the grading rather, is required, what the grade is, and they recommend putting in the certification number. If the card is ungraded, you simply mark it ungraded and put in your estimation of the condition. These descriptors are aimed at providing detailed information about the card's condition, whether it has been professionally graded or not, as well as additional details that might be pertinent to potential buyers. For sellers utilizing eBay's bulk listing tool and editing tool, adherence to the new conditions is also mandated when creating listings via the relist and sell similar flows. This goes into effect on October 23rd. And for those of you keeping score at home, that's my birthday. If you've been following the news, you know things are pretty messy right now in the Middle East. United States Postal Service has announced that they are experiencing shipping delays to Israel. eBay, for their part, has announced that they are temporarily pausing all U.S. international shipping to Israel, effective immediately. This went into effect on the 13th, so mid last week. Due to the current conflict in Israel, most major U.S. shipping carriers are experiencing disruptions in service into the country. eBay is temporarily pausing sales from the United States to buyers with shipping addresses in Israel, as we cannot ensure that these packages will reach their final destination. They are closely monitoring the developments and will update you as soon as we're able to resume regular operations in Israel. Based on my reading of the news, that will probably be quite some time. Everything seems to indicate that Israel plans to launch a ground offensive into Gaza, which could take weeks or potentially months. So just be aware that right now, at least on eBay, sales have been suspended to Israel, and the Postal Service has announced that there are significant delays in getting packages to that part of the world anyway. So if you want to make updates to your own shipping exclusions and exclude particular countries from that part of the world, might not be a bad idea to look at that. Last bit of news this week. The United States Postal Service has announced their deadlines for shipping for the holidays. For domestic shipping within the lower 48 states, USPS Ground Advantage and First Class Mail, the deadline to have your items arrive before Christmas, at least in theory, is December 16th. Priority Mail will be December 18th, and Priority Mail Express will be on the 20th. If you're shipping to Alaska and Hawaii, USPS Ground Advantage and First Class is still December 16th. Priority Mail to Alaska is the 18th, 16th to Hawaii, and Express is still the 20th. If you ship to military addresses, Ground Advantage deadline is November 6th. So that's just a few weeks away. So if you're planning to send packages, obviously as a small business, this is totally out of your hands. If somebody places an order to ship to an APO address after this deadline, it's probably not going to make it by Christmas, according to the post office. But there you go. First Class and Priority Mail, the deadline is December 9th. So be aware of that. Those deadlines are coming up, some of them pretty darn quickly. So that's going to put a cap on the news for this week. Pretty light. Again, a ton of stuff going on over at Poshmark, which is pretty cool. And obviously a big mess with shipping to the Middle East. With that, let's do a quick and tidy What Sold recap. So it was actually a fairly decent week, but just a ton of kind of sub $20 items out this week. I did sell, I think it was 87 or 89 listings, so I like to be right around 100. So it was there or thereabouts, but just a lot of smaller stuff. I think I've got six items here for this week's recap. Some interesting stuff and a big, big hit at the end. This first item I just picked up last week at an estate sale. I paid $2 for this Bible from 1972, the Holy Bible Reference Edition, King James Version. It's a red letter edition from Nelson. It's in green bonded leather. The number of the Bible is 486G. Had it listed for $27.99 or best offer. I got an offer of $22.50. Again, that's essentially a little better than 10 times my initial investment, so I went ahead and took that deal. Interesting old book I've had for quite some time from the 1960s, Your Horoscope and Your Dreams by Ned Ballantyne and Stella Coeli. Again, from 1969, it was a revised edition hardcover. I had it listed over on Etsy for $29.99. It is in my current 10% off sale that I'm running over on Etsy, so it sold for $26.99, plus, again, medium-mail shipping. This is a book that was in a big lot of books that I own for less than a nickel. I was in an estate sale, gosh, it was probably about a month ago, and there was a lot of really interesting African-American Christian books. A really eclectic mix of stuff, and mostly stuff I had not seen previously. This is one of those books. I picked this up for 50 cents. It's just a paperback book, White Questions to a Black Christian by Howard O. Jones. It was a second printing paperback from 1976. Again, I own it for next to nothing, 50 cents. Sold for $26.99 plus medium mail shipping. Obviously, there was a Bible earlier. I talk about these every week. Religious books and memorabilia do very, very well. I actually have plans to do an interview with someone in the near future who specializes specifically in reselling and acquiring Christian artifacts. So be on the lookout for that, hopefully coming up in the next month or so. Interesting item, a DVD. I picked this up at an estate sale the other day for $4. It was new and sealed, the Omega Code Collection. It was two DVDs and a CD-ROM from back in 2002. Again, new and sealed. I'm into it for $4. I had it listed for $32.99 or best offer and sold it for $30. So DVDs can still do really, really well, particularly new and sealed, and again, more unusual items. This is also a Christian video series, so again, with the religious theme. Another estate sale I was at, I picked up a bunch of books for $1 a piece. This is a kind of a big trade paperback, The Lost Book of Herbal Remedies, The Healing Power of Plant Medicine. This is a fairly new book. It was published back in 2020, but it appears to be out of print and fairly hard to find. It commands really good value. I had it listed for $34.99. I received an offer almost immediately for $30, which I went ahead and accepted because, again, I'm only into it for a buck. A couple of old records. I've had these for a long, long time. It was part of a big lot of records that I bought for about 50 cents a piece. So these two records I'm into for one whole dollar. Larry Rollins, That's Country Lovin' and Traditional Country. It was two of his albums. Both of them had been signed by this artist. He's a fairly unknown, older country artist. I had these two listed based on their scarcity for a lot price of $99.99 or best offer. I've had them for quite some time. They're in my current 30% off sale, and someone in Europe bought these. They paid $69.99 plus shipping through the international shipping program over on eBay. So a couple of old records. I don't do a ton of records anymore, but when I find these really kind of unusual things, I will pick them up. Again, this was part of a big lot of unusual, and again, a lot of old country and a lot of religious and gospel albums in that lot, and they have done fairly well, but this was far and away the best flip off of that lot. And now your flip of the week. This one, I was pretty excited when I got this message that this item had sold. I was actually in my warehouse picking orders on Monday morning, and my phone buzzed letting me know that I had a notification, and I looked down and I saw that this thing had sold, and it was a Daymaker. So this is the Fighting 36th, a pictorial history of the Texas Division in combat during World War II. This is a pretty big book, probably 8 by 11, probably close to 2 inches thick, a really, really well-done summary of this particular division of the U.S. Army and their experience in World War II. Very difficult to find. I picked this up at a garage sale for $1. I've had it for, gosh, maybe 6 months. I picked it up back in the spring. I went high on it and just thought I would see what happened. Got a full price offer from $1 to $329.99 plus shipping. That was fun. I talk a lot on this show about my bread and butter stuff is kind of that $10 to $15 item that I sell 8, 9, 10, 12 times a day or whatever it ends up being. And then you get some of these big hits that come in, $70 worth of records, a $330 book, and all of a sudden you're talking about some real money. So that's, for those of you that are just stumbling on this for the first time, that's the kind of stuff that is available to be done over with media sales. That's going to wrap up a fairly short episode this week. There just wasn't a ton going on, and obviously not a ton of stuff sold that was worth talking about this week, other than a couple of killer ones there. So I hope you are all having a great week. As always, thank you so much for spending some of your time here. If you got something out of this episode, if you're watching on YouTube, please do me a favor and hit that thumbs up button. If you're not currently a subscriber to the channel or a follower of the podcast, please consider doing that as well. And if you would be so inclined, share this one with any of your like-minded reselling friends. With that, it's time to sell. Thanks, guys.
You have been listening to the Galaxy CDs Rocks and Flips Reseller Talk podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you again next time.